Howdy and welcome. So it's Thursday, 2019 on planet Earth. The human school. The human zoo. So much nature around here. Get lost, nature. Welcome and thanks for tuning in. Hopefully that water sprinkler's not going to wet me. Cool. We're in an interesting time at the moment, as many of you people who would follow me would probably be following El High Priest, and he's in a bit of hot water at the moment, so we'll have a little bit of a chat about that. Also, this is the first live I've done in a while. What we're going to start doing soon is having interactive think tanks, so basically rather than doing a Zoom call, we can do it over Facebook like this. And I spoke a few months ago about doing global meditations, and I've just been thinking a lot lately going, what is the most powerful thing we can do with the least amount of effort that benefits everyone? And definitely the global get-togethers and global meditations are high on that list. And a lot of people would be like, okay, what's the point? If you haven't done the meditation, then it becomes that kind of reality. So I really suggest you do jump in and try some. But it's the easiest and simplest thing that we can do that we know works, and it changes the reality of the world we live in. Now, that's pretty exciting. Now, Simon Parks, if any of you guys would know who he basically did a global meditation a few years back, and they all focused their intention on CERN. Now, CERN is the Hadron Collider. Now, guys, I'll just give you a peace sign rather than saying hello to everyone that comes on, just because I'll record it and chuck on YouTube. And what he did, he had 250 people, and there was a global meditation, and they focused in on CERN, which is the Hadron Collider, that massive big structure that's in Geneva. There's one in China, one in Australia, they're everywhere. That's not the only one, there's actually quite a few around the planet, and they're trying to make a huge one now. But what happened was, during this meditation, a lightning bolt actually struck the main tower and knocked out a lot of the systems to do with CERN. And that was just 250 people meditating. And now I would beg to say that that group of people who watch Simon Parks are probably reasonably awake, but I wouldn't say they're fully tapped in consciously, like a Buddha or a monk or someone who does that practice every day and has that connection. So imagine 500 of us or 1,000 of us, the best of the best, as well as everyone else, got together and we started actually putting our focus and our intention onto something worthwhile. Because there's a lot of things that are out there at the moment on the internet that actually aren't worthwhile. They're not worth our time and effort. It's a big distraction. We're living in a global distraction right now. That's the world we're in. It's a huge distraction on all angles. Obviously, everyone's aware of the news these days. I don't have to talk about the news. You can just turn it on for 5 seconds and you're like, fuck that. I don't even watch that shit at all. Even parents in our older generation, like my parents and stuff, like, you know, they're questioning things like that. And they were firmly brought up in the matrix. Like, they were firmly brought up in that system of just believing that the government's looking after you and everything's fine and tap water's good and all that. And it was up to our generation and the next kids to come through, the system busters, the indigos, Generation X, whatever you want to call it. And they've come through and they've been like, no, this schooling sucks. Actually, this food, this tastes like shit. This is no good, this doesn't work. So it's kind of come through and sliced up the narrative and sliced up the way we do things and the way we view things. And a lot of people are looking through their first eye. It's not the third eye, it's the first eye. And this is the whole reason we have all these systems in place to try and dull this down. This is the seat of the soul. This is the connection to all things. This is the way we see through the veils and we can see what's true and what's not. So there's a big system in place on this earth at the moment to kind of stifle that. The food, the water, the stuff in the air, all these things we know about. We don't have to go into it because it's annoying. You know, I mean, it's actually annoying. It's like when you know about the tap water, just filter your water and filter your shower water and then don't talk about it anymore to yourself. Don't be having showers going, I'm in this terrible water again. Just get it done and move on. Quick, smart moves. The ground crew. This is why we're here, to make moves and continue on, not to dwell on things that happened. So get that shit sorted. So the meditation actually opens this and it's free. It's free, you can do it anytime you want. You can do it at home, anytime you can't sleep, get up and meditate. It's the most powerful thing we can do. And that's a very good idea. Maybe we should send our intentions today to El High Priest, who is in lockdown. This guy's a beautiful man. I know him personally. And we've done a couple of interviews and things together. And he's an amazing dude. He's seriously gone far beyond the call of duty to uncover what's going on in this world, to expose what's happening. And he's one guy, you know. So I really think tonight, it doesn't have to be all together, but what you guys do is focus on, and what you have to do is you have to feel like it's already done. There's a few things to magic, and that's what meditation is, that's what prayer is, that's what black magic is, that's what white magic is. It's all just energy, and it's set by an intention, it's set by the focus, how clear you can focus on what you want. Laser-like precision, every single detail, the smell, the feeling, the heat, and the knowing inside that it's actually done. Not, I'm going to meditate and see what happens tomorrow, but that deep knowing that everything's going to be okay. Okay, and everyone's asking, what was he arrested? Yes, El High Priest was arrested a couple of days ago. He was on the way to the police to drop off a lot of information that was going to incriminate a lot of the people in the high-up government in Australia and globally around the world. This is actually probably one of the biggest data dumps, you could say, that's maybe ever been produced, on the lines of WikiLeaks and on the lines of Edward Snowden. That's how big it was. So if people don't realize how big it was actually, it's huge. So, and anyway, he got intercepted by the federal police on the way to the police station where he was going to drop off all his information. So they snatched him before he got to hand it over. But I'm sure, knowing El High, he will have backup information here, there, everywhere, dead man chest ready to go, where as soon as this happens, boom, that will be released, that will be data dropped, that will be into a Dropbox. So I wouldn't be too worried. The information will get out. I'm sure it will get out. So, but yeah, I was thinking, seeing there's so many of us, and there's so many beautiful conscious people who do follow this page, and we all kind of network together, we're all starting to know each other now, familiar faces in different countries who are doing the work. Maybe we should start doing these meditations together. We set a time, just like a time that kind of works for everyone, get in between America and Australia time, and we'll do a meditation and we'll focus on things because it works. It's been proven scientifically time and time again that the crime rate actually lowers in areas when they meditate and focus on certain areas for up to 1 month. So it's something that we can do. So why aren't we doing it enough? Why aren't we doing it all the time? That's kind of my question. You know, with a lot of things we actually can do in this world, and we get caught up on these distractions, the shape of the earth and all these things, and it's like, how much time and effort are we going to put into that when we can actually be making change on the ground floor by doing our own inner work? And I'm definitely not saying go sit at home and meditate all day long and don't take part of this world. We need to do our inner work and our rituals and our sacredness. And that's exactly right. The unified collective consciousness and the unified field, we're all connected to it. So the more stuff we do for ourselves, the more self-love we give ourselves, the more we're actually loving other people. Now, one thing I know, and everyone can vouch for this, is that people are waking up everywhere. Mums, dad, young people, old people, doctors, lawyers, drug dealers, whatever. They're all waking up and they're all having conscious conversations, whether they know it or not. I had a few friends of mine, and like I always said to myself, man, if these guys ever woke up, fuck, we are on the straight and narrow. And as it turns out, a lot of these people are waking up now. So it's really cool and really exciting to see that. And the most beautiful thing is that we are all connected, you know what I mean? And you guys would probably see some of my posts, they get pretty heavy, they get pretty loaded at times. And that's just because I get angry. I'm like, fuck, come on guys, let's wake up. So I'll chuck a post out there to trigger people badly, to see who's watching, who's going to start firing up. And all these people start coming out of the woodwork, and it's good. It's like, great, like I want to hear your opinion. I want to hear you project your stuff at me. Let's talk about this. Let's not leave things under the rug. Let's not talk about this top level of information, but the deep stuff, we'll just let that go. The deep-seated hurt, the wounding, and the trauma, which all humans are going through. And let's be honest, we all are. We're all going through a lot of trauma. We're all going through tough times, upbringings, parents, families, relationships. And that's just the 3D ones. You know, there's so many bad things that are happening to people, and it's due to lack of consciousness, it's due to lack of education, it's cultural indoctrination, and of course religions. We've had these four facets of our lives that have come in, and everything we thought we knew when we were growing up as a kid got then transformed into beliefs, indoctrination. Then we lost our playfulness. We lost our connection to all things, the dreaming and dreaming big. We had our parents saying, oh, come on, dream on. You know what I mean? Then you go to school and it's like, what do you want to be? Do you want to be a tradesman, work in a factory, or do you want to go to university? I mean, none of those things I want to do. None of them. They don't tell you, hey, do you want to go get land and create a food forest? Do you want to mentor people? Do you want to be on stage doing stuff? Do you want to be out there working for Mother Nature, working for the Great Barrier Reef? Like, what do you want to do? You know, what are you good at? Oh, you're an artist. You paint. Sweet. Well, you should just paint. Why even bother going to school? You're a creative artist. And this is about us stepping into our true sovereignty and also accepting who we are and what gifts we have and not thinking that we need to fit into a system which is designed for people who are repeaters. Okay, these people who do really well in school 90% of the time, they are very good repeaters. They can repeat information. They can repeat stuff off a blackboard. That doesn't mean they're connected to consciousness. That doesn't mean they're going to have these ideas like the Einsteins who are going to create stuff. It means they're going to go into a job with a very small box of perception and they'll say become a doctor, but they'll never look outside just being a conventional doctor. They won't look into nutrition or holistic measures or what's the real cause behind cancer. They're not going to look into, oh, the money behind the pharmaceutical industry because they're being paid. So across the board, we're seeing this waking up. So we have to be gentle to people, but we also have to be firm in the way that we don't allow people to impede our boundaries. And that means don't get into arguments on the internet with people who are totally locked in their belief. All you can do is plant a seed. You go, there you go, there's information, and move on. You know, I mean, there's three types of people out there. You have the person who you plant a seed, then you jet. And someone else will plant a seed, and someone else will plant a seed, and then they're awake. That's it. They can't go back. Once you're awake, you really can't go back. You can pretend, but you just basically, your soul is in there struggling. It wants to explode and come out, and the wings want to go up. And the second type of person is someone where you just inspire by example. So you just be yourself. You just be a creator. You just do amazing things and things that work for you. And people will just be inspired by you and they want to follow what you're doing. And then the last type of person is the person who's just open, they're ready. And no matter how much information you can stick into their head, they'll just keep taking it, keep taking it, and keep taking it. So be very wary of who you're speaking to. And if someone's not there on the level, then you shouldn't be saying the X, Y, and Z ticket items that are going to blow their brain inside out. Start small, start gentle, you know what I mean, and do that. So, yeah, I just thought I'd do a little Facebook Live today. I want to do a shout-out to people to jump onto my Facebook page, and there's a couple of posts about Elhi. Now, there's a phone number there you can ring, okay? What we need is people to ring and talk to these people in a balanced state of mind and manner. We don't want you ringing up, threatening them, going psycho, screaming and carrying on. We want this government organization to understand that this community, the truth community, the people who are informed are actually very balanced human beings and they're nice people. So get that phone number on the front page of my Facebook. It's in the post about Elhi, and give them a call if you know Elhi and say, look guys, what's going on? This guy's a hero. This guy's bloody awesome. You know what I mean? He's doing more than all the politicians in this country are doing put together. So let's put our balanced opinion out there and tell them the truth. And make sure you get on the phone. This is the thing. I can sit here talking on Facebook all the time and give everyone all this amazing information that stimulates the mind masturbation, and the head office, this guy's in control. Okay, but it's not letting us drop into our hearts. When there's too much information up here, we're not allowed to drop into our hearts. And then, okay, we're not being expansive. We're not in flow state. We're not drawing the things into our world and our reality that we want. Damn nature, stop it. So we're not drawing these things into our reality that would come naturally. We're forcing it. We're forcing issue and we get stuck and we get basically caught in what's called like a karmic time loop. So we're doing the same things over and over again. We feel like we're stuck because the energy is just focused on one thing. So it's really, really important to pull back, okay, relax, drop into that heart and do things from a balanced state of mind because that's how flow state starts. That's how co-creation starts, and that's how life is created. So everything's set by an intention. Now, I'm going to be doing an interview in the next week or so with a cancer survivor, a friend of mine. Not a cancer survivor, he's a thriving cancer survivor. So this guy was roped into the medical system when we were much younger, one of my best friends I've known for a long time. And he ended up doing 6 or 7 rounds of chemotherapy, two or three bone marrow transplants. And basically after they'd nearly killed him, he was like, Nate, what do I have to do? What do I have to do? So we ended up getting him onto a whole bunch of protocols and processes, got rid of the cancer. He had lymphoma, so he had cancer of the lymph and the blood. And yeah, they basically said he was pretty much finished. And now he's not only got rid of his cancer, but he's come back strong. He's a professional stunt rider. He looks stronger and fitter than he's ever been. And he just had a kid recently too. So I thought to myself, this is a beautiful conversation to be had. And he can talk his opinion on what he went through, the fear behind going there and not doing the therapies and what the doctors and the nurses said to him. So just another person who basically survived the cancer, did it naturally. And I thought to myself, every week I should be interviewing someone who has a story about their children, their life, their what they did, how they grew up. For certain things that we can connect to on a real level rather than just watching the news and the mainstream. I mean, I'm guessing you guys don't watch the news if you watch me. Most people will block and delete me if they watch the mainstream news. So, yeah, and then I'm also going to be interviewing a beautiful woman, and she's doing women's circles, women's ceremonies, and welcome to the land ceremonies, and she's Aboriginal, and she has so much wisdom. This woman is so connected to so many things, and I really want to get in and interview her once every now and then, and just talk about what we can do to step and live more sacredly. What can we do to live with a smaller footprint? And also the law of the land, the how things were, and the misconceptions behind the Australian Aboriginal culture and what we've been told and what's actually going on. So this is another part of reality living here, especially in Australia, and especially when we're in Western countries where there was a native culture beforehand, and then this new civilization has come in and pretty much all but wiped them out. So that's going to be a really beautiful interview coming up also. Now, we have got retreats coming up. They're not exactly booked in, but they're penciled in. I spoke to you guys a while ago. I did a post about it, and they're going to be over in northern Indonesia. So stay tuned for that. If you haven't subscribed to my website, innateawareness.com, someone can probably post that in there. Jump on. But the idea is, so one, global meditation. I'll put a post out there, and I'll give it like a week notice, and I might post it maybe every couple of days, so hopefully everyone can see it. We'll do a global meditation. We'll focus on some things. I don't actually know if I want my head in a meditation talking, so I might put a picture up and I'll just say a few words behind it. I used to run meditation classes in Sydney for 4 years. And we can focus on some really positive, beautiful things. And then what I was thinking we could do also is have like an interactive think tank, where I've just been talking the whole time this time, but where we ask questions. And what we can do, we can do a health talk, and I'll bring on 5 or 6 really knowledgeable, smart people who have been in industry for a long time, who have been doing the iridology, naturopathy, nutraceuticals, all these different modalities, healing modalities, kinesiology, chiro, and we'll get these people on. And what that will do is I can actually answer questions and talk back and forth, and we can learn and get a bit of an idea around diet, food, herbs, detoxing, heavy metals, all the things that we need to actually learn about in this life, or we're going to face a very ordinary end of life. That's what I'm thinking. Now, this is because of the 5G technology. I'm actually quite concerned about that. And the good thing about this technology is that so many people are noticing it making them feel awful that it's actually waking people up really quickly. So this is a double edged sword. We have technology, which is obviously no long-term studies, milliform waves. It's going to penetrate concrete, vibrate our DNA, make the telomeres fall off earlier. It destroys nature, humans, everything on the face of the planet, basically. Now, these psychopaths and these morons want to get this technology in as fast as they can because they're actually fighting China. China and America are trying to fight each other for who's going to be the leader of the 5G technology. And there's an absolute complete moron. I'm not sure what his name was, but he did this talk, and I'll literally post it on my wall tomorrow, saying that we're not going to wait for the studies. We're just going to put the information out, and we're going to be the blah, blah, blah. We're going to put it in every single device. The guy's an absolute idiot. Like, that guy should be in prison, and someone should actually arrest him for just what he said on the internet. You know, that's about as bad as Al Gore 13 years ago saying we're going to be underwater because of global warming in 15 years. You know, so absolutely ridiculous stupidity. If you're still talking about global warming, jump onto my wall on Facebook, watch the video, okay, understand about CO2. Let's just get these items out of the way. Let's get the global warming thing sorted, okay, the climate change. Let's just get rid of that. Let's focus on the global pollution. Let's focus on those things, things that are real. You know what I mean? Let's focus on things like, hey, we should be drinking clean, fresh water. Very simple. Every single man, woman, and child should have access to clean, fresh water. Now, that's got to be one of the most important things on the planet. Every single person needs to be housed. Every single person needs to have food, and they need to be safe. Then we need to restore the soil quality, and we also need to restore the oceans. They're the five most important things that need to happen before anything else goes on. Fuck your 5G. I'm not interested in your 5G technology. I don't care about fast internet. My internet is fast enough right now. If I can stream right now and talk to you guys in the middle of nowhere, I'm pretty sure the internet's quick enough. If I can download a movie and watch it and it doesn't stop, like, what else do we need it for? Is this purely for people so they can watch porn or something? You know, what is it for? I don't get it. Like, the internet's good. We're good. We're actually doing really well. So, yeah, I really reckon that what I'll do is I want to find a couple of people who, in the post last week, I said, look, give me some information, guys, on the best people you want to talk about with 5G. So what we're going to do is I will get them on either Facebook Live or on YouTube, and I'll interview these people about 5G, what we can do, because there's no point talking on the internet like this if we're not taking action. So that means pick up the phone tomorrow, call up the number and help Elhi, talk to him, okay? When the 5G information comes out, I'm going to do the interview, okay, whatever it is, whatever the lawmakers are or the petitions or whatever we have to do, if we all just take a little bit of action, we can shift things really quickly, because we actually are the 99%. That's the interesting thing. We sometimes forget, hey, there's millions of us and there's only a few morons on the planet who don't want a good planet. And we wouldn't be in this situation we are now. We wouldn't be in a world with war. We wouldn't be invading people's countries. People just don't do that. Normal human beings like you and me, they just don't invade people. They don't want to go over and kill a bunch of people. They don't want to go to war. Soldiers don't even want to go to war. Who wants to go to war? Just the politicians. Well, let's just let them go to war. If you guys want to go, you can all go. We'll pay for your ticket. Okay, and we'll stay here. We'll plant trees. Okay, we'll work on free energy devices. Okay, we'll work out a way where we can live sustainably without government, because we don't need a government. We actually do not need a government for anything. We've got the people. We've got the manpower. Might just go inside 1 second. And I'll get off. It's getting pretty dark. Right. So it's not rocket science, you know what I mean? It's really pretty simple. All we need to do is start working together. So this means we won't have people like Elhi, who's a tall poppy, who's getting mowed at the moment. We want to have thousands and millions of tall poppies. We want to have a whole bunch of people who are groundbreaking. And if there's 50 to 100 people helping on everything we do, how can they stop that? If you had every person in your area just send one letter to council every couple of weeks, do you know how many letters are going in there? Do you know how many phone calls they'll be copying and how much action they would have to take? If hundreds of people are ringing up saying, hey, my ears are ringing, I can hear EMF through my head at nighttime, I'm feeling sick, I'm not sleeping well, I've got anxiety. If all these people are ringing in and telling what's going on because of these towers, then there's nothing really they can do to say, all right, we're just going to ignore that. And the only reason things are being ignored is because people write a letter, they'll do one phone call, and then they'll let it go. And they go, oh, they didn't get back to me. They don't go down. They don't hassle them. You've got to go down and hassle face-to-face, ring, ring, call, call. Send letters. Get your friends to send letters. Turn up to the people, to the politicians' talks when they're, you know, really proud that they're opening a new roundabout. Fucking great. Go down there and give them a mouthful. You know what I mean? This is what we have to do. It's the year 2019 where human beings need to take action. And there's no stopping and there's no standing back now. You pretty much got to choose which side you're on. Are you on side Mother Earth? Or are you on side, I'm not doing anything, which means you're part of the problem? So it's pretty simple. So I won't rant for too long, guys, because I've been told all my videos and all my things, I need to cut them down, make them shorter, make them a bit more sharper. So jump onto the YouTube. I'll be making some short videos, bits and pieces. Or jump onto my main platform, which is innateawareness.com, where there's interviews, products, videos, there's ceremonies, sweat lodges, meditations, retreats. A news feed which I update every couple of days and put a lot of content information on there. And there's going to be a lot more health stuff too, because the one thing I've realized is the whole world is looking towards sovereign health. The whole world is concerned about their health because so many people are dropping with cancer. So many kids are getting autism, 1 in 2 cancer rate. They reckon by the year 2025 or 2030, there's going to be 1 in 23 autism rate. So that's fucking ridiculous. We know what's going on. It's a 1-2 step from glyphosate and vaccines, and it's all been proven now. It just depends how long you're going to dawdle around watching the mainstream news and believing the lies. That's all it really boils down to. How long are you going to listen for? How long are you going to listen to the lies? And how long are you going to start listening to your intuition and step outside the box? Now, one of the reasons why a lot of people don't step outside the box is because they're so intent on fitting in. They've spent their whole life creating this ego construct of who they are. I'm this person who does this job, and I go to this, and I eat this food, I wear these clothes, and I watch the football, or whatever it is. So, yeah, that's right, Jack, just call Human Rights for El High Priest. Yeah, it's 9284-9600. And don't swear, don't be rude, just speak very gently and beautifully, and we don't want people getting angry and doing that. So that's the ego construct, right? People don't want to break something that they've been creating their whole lives through high school, primary school, out of school. You know, what it is, it's just an imaginary person that we've created. And most of the time, people aren't actually doing what they want to do. They're not living the way they want to live, but they're just doing enough to kind of fit in, but not enough to actually chase their dreams. So if we can start being aware of what we do and why we do it, then we're going to see a whole bunch of people who are going to be not afraid to make real change. They're not going to be afraid to step out and speak out rather than getting worried about speaking out because their family or their friends will ridicule them. Yeah, I mean, trust me, once you put the information out there for a while, your friends and family either think you're all fucking mad or they love you, or they pretend that they don't like you and secretly they're like... Over the last couple of years from this awakening, I've had so many inboxes, so many messages from people just going, Nate, I'm totally on board what you're saying, but I'm just not ready to post it on my wall yet. But I really do feel like now is the time to get active, put the information out there, because we're having this censorship, shadow banning. There's a war on truth media. There's a war on truth. Truth is now terrorism. As you saw, David Icke was not allowed in the country. Alex Jones has been banned off all of the platforms. Okay, this is massive. If David Icke has been to Australia 10 times already, but now all of a sudden they're not letting him in, it shows you that they're getting scared and they're locking down the censorship. And they want to use the Chinese model. The Chinese globalist model is basically a censored internet where if you want to have a website or a platform, you can, only if the government says yes to what you're going to put up there. And if they look at your website at any point in time and they think that's not in our guidelines, then they'll just delete you from the internet. So pretty much what will happen is you will have an internet that is closed. So right now I can just go message someone in Russia, in Poland, in Syria, all these different countries, talk to them on Facebook Live, and I can say, hey, what's going on over there right now? But in the future, if we allow this censorship to continue on, what we're going to see is a very limited scope of reality that will be pushed by the mainstream propaganda media organization. And it will be censorship on all angles. And like what's happening now, it's massive. And if you guys aren't aware of it, it's huge. People being shadow banned, accounts being deleted. Now, I had my account shadow banned and stuff happened to it 5 years ago. And I didn't even have many followers. I had like 10,000 followers. And I just had all of my followers erased. And then I woke up in the morning and just my followers are gone. I had no subscribers. So that happened to me 5 years ago. And then my Instagram account hasn't gone forward at all in one whole year. It's actually going backwards. You know, 13,500 people, and a lot of people who are posting the same stuff or similar, they're up to 50,000 now, 100,000. So it's like, okay, I understand that information that we're putting out must be powerful because they're so scared. And that's right, Colleen. Toby Robinson has been deleted from Facebook permanently because that guy was a threat. Now, I'm not interested in what your thoughts are on him because people go, oh, he's a fucking hooligan. That just tells me that you haven't watched his videos. You don't actually understand what he's about, because if you understood what he's promoting, what he's saying, it's very balanced. It's very grounded. Yeah, he gets angry. Of course he does. He's losing his country to a pack of idiots. But that just shows anyone they don't like, they will shadow ban. They'll delete. So the Alex Joneses, Tommy Robinsons, the David Icke's, what are they talking about? They're talking about the government. They're talking about the 5G rollout. They're talking about fluoride, vaccines.
Okay, all the stuff that now is common knowledge. Okay, the vaccine situation is out of the bag. It's never going back in. People all around the world are choosing to not vaccinate their kids. That's why the globalists, that's why the, whoever you want to call it, the puppet masters, that's why they're locking down so hard and they're forcibly trying to vaccinate people. Here in Australia, they're actually taking people's benefits away and they're saying you can't even go to school or daycare if your child's not vaccinated, even when all of the research shows that it's the vaccinated kids that start the outbreaks. All the research shows that. And these unvaccinated kids are 10 times more healthy than the vaccinated kids, with allergies, gut problems, ADD, all these different symptoms, which seems normal for kids growing up, which is completely not. They don't get these in Amish communities. They don't get them in non-vaccinating communities. And this is not pointing the finger at anyone. This is just pointing out common sense, basic facts. That's what's going on. But if you watch the news, if you watch the mainstream, you're not going to get that information. That's why truth media is so important. That's why it's so important for us to connect with all the different cultures and religions in our area. Okay, don't pigeonhole anyone. Don't go, oh, that black guy, oh, that Muslim guy, oh, that white guy, oh, that Asian guy. Don't pigeonhole a whole community because of one person. It's about consciousness. It's about that single person being and where they are in evolution. Okay, every culture has a bunch of idiots. Every culture has a bunch of legends. So what we need to do, when you connect with other cultures and other people you wouldn't really do normally, you actually realize they're just like you. They want to be accepted. They want to be connected. They want to have a family and enjoy things. They want to experience Mother Earth. They don't want to fight. They want to have war. They don't want to go overseas and invade countries. That's not human being behavior. Human beings don't act like that. And this goes into the David Icke theory of who's actually running the show. What is actually running this planet from behind the scenes? Because humans don't behave like that. Human beings behave from love. Human beings are compassionate and they're caring. They look after each other. They're not paranoid and anxious and anxiety. And what's making us become more this way? The screens, the flicker rates, the phone towers, the food, the metals that are flying around the sky. All these things are going into us and we're basically becoming the Internet of Things. The Internet of Things. This is a transhumanistic revolution. It's transhumanism. It's the merging of humans with machines, artificial intelligence. The movie Terminator is actually old school compared to what is out there now. Autonomous drone fleets. The technology they have in DARPA, CISPR, and all these black agencies where half of the taxpayers' money from America goes in funding weapons and research and all the rest of it, the Defense Force and the Pentagon's black budget. The technology out there is absolutely insane. So what's happening is us, our human being, our vessel, the living sentient being with the soul in here, the everlasting energy which never runs out, okay? Our body, our vessel is getting filled with heavy metals. And then we're walking in and walking through 5G, phone towers, electromagnetic frequencies. So we're actually interfacing with an Internet of Things. The Internet is actually here. It's in the air. There's nanocrystals. There's piezoelectric nanocrystals floating around everywhere, which is connecting us at all times with this artificial intelligence. And this is a big topic. I'm not going to go right into it. But I've actually done a couple of interviews on my YouTube with Harold Krauss-Vella. Now, he's a world-renowned scientist with 13 different degrees. And he's the expert on geoengineering, Morgellons, artificial intelligence, and all that. I highly suggest you jump on and watch Gathering of Momentum number 11 if you want to understand how this system works. But so what's happening is it's actually pulling us away from being human. We're so connected with the screens. We're so... we're so intent and so locked in to dislikes, this fake reality on Instagram, the instant gratification, that we're being disconnected from nature. We're forgetting what it's like to actually meet humans face-to-face, real-time. We're losing our social skills. We're losing our affection and our connection. I don't see much affection on the streets anymore. I don't see many people holding hands and hugging and kissing and looking into their partner's eyes and just saying, I love you. I love you so much. Because people have 400 friends on their dating app. You know what I mean? Next, 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 next. We're becoming numbers. And people literally have forgotten who they are. And this is why the next few weeks I'm going to be interviewing some of these Aboriginal elders and these people, and we're going to talk about the sacred, stepping it back into the sacred. What are the practices that reground us in the now, back in flow state, back in that human vessel where we feel compassion, we feel love, and we want to go out and do really, really good things. The 9-to-5 slavery system, it doesn't help, I know, trust me. Working 9-to-5 when you have kids in this world, unless you have two jobs, it's fucking really hard. And I'm feeling for you guys out there. And like one of my big projects I'm working on now is free energy. It's structured water, a bunch of things that could revolutionize the way the world works. Maybe, maybe not. So I'm really feeling that, I said before, the meditation, let's do a global meditation together. Let's start stepping, acting, being, breathing a little bit more sacredly every step of the way. Let's just do it for a few weeks together and see how our lives transform. See if our lives are better. Let's not focus on things like the mainstream news and negativity, okay? Let's turn it off. Let's tell our friends to turn it off. Try something else. Put some music on. Let's sit down, have some tea, and have a little hangout together. Have a talk. If you live in an area where there's a bunch of friends and you have a bunch of friends in an area, get them together and do a men's circle, do a women's circle. Even if you don't know how to run a men or a women's circle, all you need to do is literally get people sitting in a circle. If you can outside, put a fire in the middle. If you burn a fire, the information from that fire will just activate you, and the next thing you know, you guys will be talking deep truths. Sit in a circle and just talk about how you're feeling. And then you'll realize that every other person in the circle, they're feeling the same way. You scratch below the surface and they're about to fall apart. They're lonely, they're scared, they're sad, they want connection, they want love. I don't know what that was, just came in. Oh, go away. There's a bat in my bus. And the simple things. Maintain that container, hold that space for them to talk. A lot of times people just need to talk. They don't need you to fix their problems. They just want a space where they can release and talk their deepest truths and get it out. And it feels great. And it feels amazing. And that's why most people drink. They don't realize they're not actually addicted to substance. They're not actually addicted to alcohol, drugs, and cocaine. They're actually going through a phase of lack of connection. And the drugs, the alcohol, that is actually the gateway to opening that door, so then people can talk deeply. Guys can hug each other. They can say, I love you, to their girlfriend. They can do anything they want. They can release and say whatever it is they have on their mind. And then if something weird goes on, they can go, oh, I was just drunk. Yeah, I was really drunk. But actually at the time, they were like, man, I love you so much. And that's the feelings we can tap into every day if we just allow ourselves to drop into that heart space. If we allow ourselves to not worry about what people are thinking. If we stop living our lives through someone else's lives, someone else's lenses. Stop trying to fit into our parents. Stop trying to, you know, be good enough for our parents to accept us, but actually just be and live and do what makes you happy. Once we throw the religious, cultural, and family indoctrination in the bin, that's when we're going to see a massive shift and a massive change. And we're heading to that direction now. We really are in a time where human beings are waking up at an incredible rate. Health is one of the most important things. Connection and stepping back into the sacred. So anyhow, I think I've been talking for ages now. I'll give it a break, but I haven't been on Facebook Live for a while, so I thought I wanted to do a little bit of a chat, talk to you guys just for a little bit, put some positive press out there. We need more positivity. We need more love. So all you guys who are on my Facebook, like, I'd love to see you just posting photos of what you're doing in your life. Beautiful trees, flowers, your kids. Let's flood the feed full of positive things. Let's flood the feed full of positive affirmations and quotes and things like that, you know what I mean? As much as we can. I mean, my job, I know, is putting the information out there on what's going on in the world, and I do try and put solutions as much as I can, but I would just love to see a lot more love, a lot more dogs and horses and animals and playing and kids laughing and all the good stuff, you know what I mean? So, anyhow, thank you very much. If you haven't already subscribed to my platform, it's innate-awareness.com. There's a whole bunch of information on there, a whole bunch of stuff, retreats. And I look forward to seeing some of you guys at our retreat in Bali, which will be coming up in a few months' time. I'll put the email out once you subscribe to my website on the front page. I'll put an email out saying, hey guys, this is where it is. This is how much it costs. This is what we're going to be doing. If it resonates, come down. I'll be with you guys for 10 days. So it's going to be a beautiful place with waterfalls, in the jungle. There's going to be some healing machines. There's going to be a beautiful friend of mine who will be doing metaphysical work with you. We're going to be going on hikes. There's going to be detoxing. There's amazing structured spring water which flows through this place. 3 vegan meals every day. Yoga, meditation, mindfulness. I'll be working with you guys intrinsically the whole time. We're going to be working through some stuff. And there's also going to be some amazing elixirs and little journeys and things that we're going to go on together. So it should be a really beautiful 10 days with great weather, great people, and a chance to obviously connect on a deeper level with people over a few more days. That's the issue with this kind of world, you know. We generally only get an hour or two to hang out with people, but to dig in deeply and really connect on a deeper level, you need to like have people over, sit around the fire, sleep together, you know, sleep in a group. So then you wake up in the morning and you eat and you do this and you do that. So you can't put your face on. You can't go, I'm tired, I'm going to go home and come out with my best face. It's like, what's going on for you, brother? What's going on for you, sister? Let's work through this. And that's, I find, when the real transformation is when we put that mask down and we just accept that we're tired on that day, or we're feeling a bit off, or, you know, a bit sad, or I miss this, or I miss that. And that's when we can do the men's circles. That's when we can do the women's circles. That's when we're there for each other. So yeah, I think a lot of beautiful things coming. And on the finishing note, if you guys could seriously drop in tonight, just half an hour, put some music on, close your eyes, focus on our beautiful friend El High Priest, okay, and envision him being let out. Envision him getting a medal for all his work. Envision his information going to where it has to go, and these corrupt, evil people getting arrested and put in prison so we can have a beautiful existence here on Earth, so we can live together in harmony, so we can exit the monetary system and the slavery system and stop invading countries and spending money on war when we could be spending that money on planting trees, restoring the ocean, you know, housing the homeless, rebuilding the Middle East, rebuilding these countries that have been destroyed. So let's just do that tonight all together at some point in time. Drop in, do a bit of meditation, then message me in the morning and tell me how it went, you know, tell me how you felt. Because if you can do this regularly, the meditation, if you can drop in and connect to your heart and jump out of that flight or fight mode into relaxation and calm, that's when you're going to really start creating. That's when you're going to draw in that special partner in your life, or that job, or that dream that you've been chasing. That's how it works. It's the law of attraction, but slightly different. Anyhow, guys, have a beautiful night. And thanks for listening all the way through. And I was reading all of your comments. Really beautiful. Thank you. And if you want to share this, you can, if it resonates. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye now.